Saturday.
Hello, my name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
On South Dakota's Sioux Reservations, checkpoints save lives. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. A standoff over safety and sovereignty is intensifying in South Dakota. Two indigenous tribes there, the Cheyenne River Sioux and the Oglala Sioux, established checkpoints on roads leading into their territories, ensuring all those seeking entry onto tribal lands are traveling for an approved essential reason and don't exhibit symptoms of COVID-19. On Friday, Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, one of only eight governors nationally who refused to issue a stay-at-home order, demanded they remove the checkpoints or face state government intervention. The checkpoints remain in place.
The main purpose of these checkpoints is to keep our people safe.
The checkpoints remain in place. Harold Frazier is the chairman of the Cheyenne River Sioux. He spoke on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
You know, with our population, with our lack of medical facilities, things like that, we know, and we just look to our relatives to the south, the Navajo Nation, and see what's going on there, and that could easily be us.
Frazier was commenting on the massive COVID-19 outbreak on the Navajo Reservation. The Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation has 8 beds in its clinic and no intensive care unit. The nearest hospital in Rapid City is 3 hours away. Oglala Sioux Tribe President Julian Bearrunner explained his decision to create checkpoints in a Facebook Live video.
Governor Noem miscalculates our level of dedication to protect our most vulnerable people from crony capitalism thrust to force us to open our economy as they chose to do so. There is no way to place a value on what we have to lose if we let them insult us this way. My relatives, we have been here for millions of years. Whatever they brought to our lands has proven to be poison.
South Dakota Governor Noem is a staunch ally of President Trump and a frequent guest on the right-wing Fox News channel. Applauding the largely white, heavily armed groups protesting stay-at-home orders in several state capitals in April, Noem told Fox News host Laura Ingraham,
"So many people give up their liberties for just a little bit of security, and they don't have to do that."
Even though South Dakota currently has one of the fastest growing infection rates in the United States, Noem is promoting a return to normal, risking a surge of COVID-19 deaths. Sioux Falls, South Dakota is home to a massive Smithfield Foods slaughterhouse where 3,700 workers process close to 20,000 hogs daily. That plant became the most intense COVID-19 hotspot in the country. of South Dakota's 3,723 confirmed positive cases and 39 deaths. Over 3,000 of them and 34 of the deaths are from Minnehaha County, home to Sioux Falls and the Smithfield Meatpacking Plant. Governor Noem rejected pleas from local elected officials, workers, and union leaders to close the plant, relenting only when the outbreak became too huge to ignore. Then, on April 28th, President Trump signed an executive order invoking the Wartime Defense Production Act, preventing state and local governments from closing meatpacking plants. The Smithfield plant reopened on May 7th. The number of coronavirus infections is still climbing. Governor Noem said in a statement, "Our back-to-normal plan doesn't include new government programs, more red tape, prescriptive phases, tight controls, or anything of the like." She added, "Our plan continues to put the power of decision-making into the hands of the people where it belongs," unquote. Noem's stalwart defense of liberty, however, stops at the reservation boundaries. She supports armed white vigilantes who threaten Democratic governors in states like Wisconsin. But if Native Americans dare to protect public health on their sovereign territory, Governor Kristi Noem suddenly becomes a big fan of big government. The checkpoints work, by the way. One person stopped responded that they'd been in a known COVID-19 hotspot, which tribal authorities duly noted. Not long after, she reported feeling ill and within 8 hours had a positive COVID-19 test result. Tribal health officials perform rapid contact tracing and quarantine those who had been near the infected individual. The data collection at the checkpoint expedited the response and hopefully prevented further spread of the virus. The Oglala Sioux have just reported their first case this week and immediately imposed a reservation-wide one-day curfew. These two tribes, part of the Osheti Shakwan people, are no strangers to the depredations of white settlers. Sitting Bull observed in 1877, quote, "The love of possessions is a disease in them." He added, "They claim this mother of ours, the earth, for their own use and fence their neighbors away from her and deface her with their buildings and their refuse. All this is sacrilege," he said. The Cheyenne River and Oglala Sioux are doing all they can to stop the coronavirus from impacting the reservations. Their efforts at self-protection and mutual aid themselves are spreading, however. The Omaha Nation, not far to the south in Nebraska, has just established checkpoints of its own. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo issued an executive order late May 14th, extending New York on pause for some areas, including the Capital Region, until at least May 28th. The text of the order does note that the Capital Region and other regions statewide could open sooner if they hit the state's metrics on hospitalizations, deaths, and other health-related markers rather than being forced to wait until May 28th. The order also extends some of the governor's emergency powers until June 13th as well. So far, the Finger Lakes, Central New York, Mohawk Valley, Southern Tier, and the North Country have been approved to reopen some businesses. Construction, agriculture, forestry, fishing, hunting, manufacturing, and wholesale trade businesses can reopen with some restrictions. Some retail businesses will also be allowed to reopen in those regions, but are limited to curbside, in-store pickup, or drop-off, according to the executive order. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. State Assembly member Dee Dee Barrett has waded into the ongoing battle between state and local officials and Larchmont resident Salvatore Caccino over various activities on his 300-acre property in Copaig. In the newest installment, Caccino was fined again for damaging fragile wetlands and a protected trout stream. Barrett submitted a letter May 5th to New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets Commissioner Richard Ball asking that his department's support of Caccino's so-called farm operation be reconsidered in light of this newest development. According to a new settlement agreement dated March 31st, DEC staff, representatives from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Cochino's engineer met February 28th and I quote, observed the result of new unauthorized clear cutting of understory vegetation, resulting in stream disturbances in several locations of the Noster Kill, end quote. As a result, Cochino was ordered to pay a civil penalty of $25,000. Barrett's letters references Cochino's, and I quote, lies, deceit, crimes, cover-ups, and cost, end quote, to COPEG over the past two decades. She calls the situation, and I quote, desperate for my constituents in COPEG who over the last year have seen the institutions that are supposed to protect small communities from deceitful and malicious actors fail repeatedly. This is why I am writing now to implore you to reconsider your department's support for Mr. Cochino's farm operation, end quote. In addition to enumerating Cochino's ongoing violations, Barrett also enclosed a copy of a May 3rd report from the COPEG Conservation Advisory Committee, which found Cochino's current master plan project, and I quote, will have adverse impacts on the environment at that location, end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Bridget Pachel is reporting for the Legislative Gazette. Health advocates are urging Governor Andrew Cuomo to maintain funding for Medicaid and other public health programs by increasing the tax levy on tobacco products. In all 31 public health organizations, including the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association, signed on to a letter that suggested that imposing a higher tax on tobacco products would not only raise the needed revenue, it would also serve as an effective way to curb tobacco use, especially among young people. Before the COVID-19 crisis began, the state faced a $6 billion budget deficit, with Medicaid spending responsible for about $4 billion of that shortfall. On April 3rd, the state budget was approved, including a restructured Medicaid program and hundreds of millions in cuts. However, the restructuring has been delayed until the health crisis is over so that New York can remain eligible for federal aid. The proposal put forward by the group would increase the cigarette tax by $1 per pack. And you can read the full story in the Legislative Gazette. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a partly sunny Sunday with a high of 66 and a low around 48 on Sunday. Monday, there's a chance of showers. There's a 50% chance of rain with a high near 59, low around 45. Tuesday, there's only a 20% chance of rain, but it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 54 and a low around 41. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ear.
Diamonds on me, bite. just wanna fight me. Meet me at my next show, but you better bring a pipe, B. Yeah, we ain't fight. I think she like me, excited, so excited. Penny cool, I'm riding with the thoughts. I just spent $100 on my watch piece. I done fell in love with the thoughts. She just wanna f*** me for my clout. I'm off the lean, I crashed the Aug. I just spent $200 on this Aug. Woke up to something like me talk. Woke up to something like me talk. Woke up to talking like me talk. Woke up to something like me talk. I woke up to something like me. 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 Oh, I think they like me. Yup, in my white tee. Yup, no, baby, smoke so much, don't need some vice.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Youth to the Clubhouse Youth Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC.org. And we're here in front of our empty studio audience, here with my boy DJ Miyagi and
Hey, it's DJ Katsu.
DJ Phoebs.
And it's me, Ty.
And we're here to bring you guys a very special show on how things like racism may impact our black neighborhoods and how the coronavirus has just like impacted everybody in a way. So we'll be back right after the local news and weather. Enjoy.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC.
Hello and welcome to this Friday, May 15th edition of The Better Weather. Today will be the warmest day so far this spring, starting out in the mid-50s this morning and reaching 79 degrees by 5 p.m. That warmth comes at a price though. Hello and welcome to this Friday, May 15th edition of The Better Weather. Today will be the warmest day so far this spring, starting out in the mid-50s this morning and reaching 79 degrees by 5 p.m. That warmth comes at a price though.
Hello, it's your host DJ Popcorn here with
Hey, DJ Phoebs.
And I just wanted to address this. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties on the news and weather. So we will be getting right into our first segment today. But first, we will play the Sustaining Supporters and our Clubhouse theme song. We'll be right back.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill. Cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, Clubhouse, it's the fun house. It's the best house. Bit of a mess house, no stress house. We joke around or can be serious. So come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully. Don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts. Cause every time we sign in, we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house. Bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too. So nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks. Then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house. Bit of a mess house, no stress house. In this house make nobody feel inferior. Cause anyone can have a barrier. Yo, we special, yo, we cool. So come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Youth Radio, live on 90.7 FM, WGXC.org. One thing I want to say before we get into today's show, we would not be possible today here, brought to you by WGXC. If you would like to donate to help empower and just move on with this, like, the coronavirus pandemic, and just, like, to help, like, the youth voices, you know, to be heard. And, like, things that you like to hear, we talk about music, you know, poetry, everything that you would like to hear. And just making sure that we can help everybody in a way by, like, maybe even answering your questions through our email, some suggestions you have for us, opinions on the radio show. You can contact us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, and you can contact us there. And if you would like to donate to WGXC, you can go to wavefarm.org/WF/support and designate an amount of your choosing to donate today. Thank you. I am your host, DJ Popcorn. I'm here with...
Yo, yo, it's DJ Kansu.
And this is DJ Phoebs. Good to be with you.
We also got...
Right.
Another voice on the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word.
Right.
So, what are we getting into?
So today's topic is basically whether, like, the whole topic on opening or not opening, like, basically the whole country, or, like, businesses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Schools, restaurants. Mm-hmm. All of that. So let's take a quick poll, maybe, right? Who's on what side of it? You think we're ready to reopen, or you think we're moving too fast?
I think that we're ready to reopen just slowly.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like we're not ready. Like, I don't know. I just don't think this is the right time.
Actually, that too. And also, it's just the fact that, like, I don't really know where I stand. Like, I want things to start reopening, but then I don't, because there's that slight risk of somebody, you know, that could be around who can come in and then has it and then spreads it to everybody, and then it becomes even bigger than it was before, you know?
Yeah, but right. The thing is that the curve has not flattened, like, whatsoever.
Yeah. Gotta look at the facts, look at the data.
Right, that's the piece. It's like, the desire for it is not based in science the same way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When you say, like, we should open, but open slow, right? A lot of places are kind of saying these things have to be in place for us to open, right? It's like, we got to know there's enough testing, the curve has to flatten, like Tyler was saying, like, we got these pieces. But yeah, it feels like the, like, emotional need to feel like free to open is overriding those right. things, actually making sure they're in place to keep communities safe.
Right. So, with that being said, there's a video that we have here. Shout out to Herb Wesson, who will reopening LA too soon negatively impact.
So, and this is relevant because it applies to not just LA, right? Like,
yes.
This feels like it's relevant to, like, countrywide.
Right. So I'm going to play this video. Let us know your thoughts at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And we will be back after this quick break. Thank you.
People have demanded their freedom. Freedom to go to the beach. Freedom to get a haircut without any regard for the people who will be most affected by this. People of color are being hit by this pandemic physically, mentally, and financially. A long history of unequal access to healthcare has left Black, Latino, and the working poor in a position to be disproportionately killed by this virus. People of color have a history of surviving. We are resilient. We know how to hustle. We know how to innovate. We know how to overcome injustice. And I know that we will make it through this crisis because that's who we are, survivors. The loudest voices are often the voices most heard. And this time, we must be the loudest. As we begin to reopen, we need to take a hard look at ways to protect those who will be the most negatively impacted, the people who will continue to suffer as a result of COVID-19 will be low-wage workers and people of color who have no choice but to go back to work. African Americans make just 13% of the U.S. population while making up over one-third of the COVID-19 cases. This trend is likely to continue. These same communities are less likely to have health insurance, paid leave to support them when they're sick, making the economic and health consequences even more severe. These protests have called for easing restrictions that were meant to slow the spread of the virus, but people are forgetting about those of us who the virus is especially affecting. Doesn't our health matter? Doesn't our safety matter? Don't our lives matter?
We're Carvana, the company who invented car.
Okay, so what's everybody's thoughts on that little video? Okay, so for me, I'm DJ Popcorn, and I just wanted to say the coronavirus has affected, like, a lot of people, and I just want to say rest in peace to all the people who have lost their lives during this time of, you know, brutal, you know, just, it's been a bad time for this thing, for the coronavirus impacting people and just having it to where people are being affected by this worldwide and, you know, flatten the curve. But, you know, a lot of things aren't really happening right now. But, you know, hey.
Did it tell you were saying?
Yeah.
There was something in your experience about how you feel about this also?
Oh, yeah. Right. I already knew that the lower class community and definitely the minority community were going to be greatly affected by this because we live in the most jam-packed areas. Like, our tourists are going to be mostly affected by this, especially in the city. Like, we live literally in tiny apartments and we're all touching everything and we don't know who's clean and who's not. And it's just, it's very much annoying. And we know for a fact that the city mandatorily was not, like, cleaning everything as they should have been before this even started. Right. And it was just... it's just, I can't.
Right. And I also heard, and so I hear you saying that obviously, like, we're going to be affected more. And I also hear DJ Popcorn saying, like, trying to make sure that, like we're realizing that, like, there's more people than just Black people and brown people being affected by this. And I think that what my question is
for me, I feel like everybody's going to get hit by this in a way that it's going to make, like, everybody appreciate certain things to an extent. Like,
I mean, that's if those people already have those things to appreciate, right? True, like, true. In terms of access to healthcare, in terms of ability to order all your food into your house because, like, food stamps aren't
Like if you're on assistance, you can't order food online with food stamps, right?
Yeah,
it just so doesn't. If you're somebody who's like,
it doesn't work
black
the same.
And disabled, like there's these different pieces, right, that end up more compounding and affecting our community more than it's going, like, and it's not because there's any deficiency us, it's because of years of, and I know it seems like it's this often used buzzword, but years of ingrained and systematic institutionalized racism.
Right.
So, just
like, so you're saying maybe like the idea that's been like planted within racism, you're saying?
What I'm saying is that just because I don't want us to get into the trap of the all lives matter thing, right?
Right.
Because it's like all lives do matter, and that's not what us trying to bring attention to, saying that
people are being disproportionately affected. Right.
Is out to do, right? It's like, mm-hmm. why is that happening? How can we change it? And can we, everybody's talking about as a country, like, when it was this first social distancing, it was like, let's all come together, let's all stay at home, let's make sure we're all safe. Mm-hmm. And then there was this information of like, it's affecting this community more disproportionately, then the rest of us should be fine and should be safe and we can open up again and it'll be fine.
Right.
And there becomes an invisibilization of the needs that have to happen as us being a part of this country as well.
It's like the typical culture. Oh, go ahead, Ty.
I also feel like it's also just blatant, like, ignorance. Like, I feel like some people just literally don't want to come to terms with the fact that this is literally a pandemic. It's going to affect everyone in one way or another. It's going to affect everyone. So whether you think that you're not going to be affected or not, it's gonna, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's something in, like, oppressive culture where the default is, are the most privileged people okay? And if you answer that question in this pandemic, the reasoning to open up kind of seems like, yeah, sure. Like, I can get my health care, I can get my stuff, I can go to work, I can keep going. Mm-hmm. If we were to turn around and say, like, we're not going to reopen until the most vulnerable communities, which are the people who have really, at the end of the day, the most, like, at most risk for exposure and for underlying health conditions to make them die from said exposure, right? And that's where you see this correlation with black and brown communities, but you also see it with communities based on disability. Mm-hmm. You see it based on lots of things, you know? And for this country to actually do that, they would have to then, like, take a minute and be like, ooh, yeah, we actually don't have good quality healthcare to address that risk for this community. We're not going to open up until we do. And that's what, I think that's why there's been a lot of, you know, black local politicians who recognize those limitations in their communities asking for states to slow down in their reopening until they can take care of those things differently. And they're getting run over and also getting, which also shows this is a racial issue. They're getting a lot of racist hate mail in response to the ask to slow down.
So my question is go ahead.
Because they knew that post-quarantine, the healthcare system and the whole system in general, like the way people work in these unsanitary conditions and the way they're not being paid enough and how they have to take sick leave and how the healthcare system is just all messed up. Before that, it was never in favor of people of color and poor people. So, like, this is just exploiting everybody. It's exploiting all of that. And it's really showing the true colors. So, like,
That's what I said. I said that a few shows ago too, actually. Now that I recall, like, I had mentioned that, like, a few shows back. I think it was about two shows ago. I said that this is gonna, like, really, like, bring out who everybody really is. This is, like, gonna, like, really, like, shape people into, like, really who they are, because there's, like, a lot of people who have, like, told, like, younger people, oh, you've never had to go through such things that we had to go through. We went through 9/11, local crisis, like, things like that. And it's just, like, things that they were impacted by as just, like, little children, just, like, you know, like, walking through, like, their neighborhoods or whatever. And just, like, and then they compare that to this, like, now that, like, oh, you've never had to go through a quarantine, and now that we're actually, like, experiencing some of the things that, like, they went through, like, it hurts, and now, like, they see, like, what they were saying to us, like, is gonna, you know, really affect them, like, in the long run. Like, now they're gonna know how that is, and so now everybody's gonna be able to, like, really relate to each other a little bit more. So then after this is over, I say, like, people are going to be like, yo, you remember, like, when we were, like, locked inside our houses?
A common experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a common, yeah.
I mean, that's, again, assuming that there is a common experience. I know there's a ton of different videos we've got and clips that we've all been talking about, and we might not get to all of them, but there was one that we reviewed in it that was talking about essential workers, and black people tend to be, like, some of the essential workers staying on the ground right now in a different way, and, like, yes, there are black nurses and black doctors in the hospitals, and then there are also, like, delivery workers, pharmacy workers, cashier workers that get accosted for asking people to wear a mask.
Fast food workers.
Like, exactly. Like,
who has always done the manual labor in America to keep the country running for the white collar class?
We all know.
Right, nothing's changed. And those are the essential jobs that don't get to go online. Janitors don't get to do distance-based work.
Right.
Like, it's not an option. And then when you mandate that those services be available so that other people can have the services they like to have, and because, like, sanitation matters, right? Like, I'm not denying. Like, it is essential. But value that labor.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, like,
there's a risk. Like, there's a risk, quotient in terms of how people get paid, where, you know, like, the cashier might not get paid the same amount as, say, a construction worker based on risk and skill levels, but risk, right? Where it's like, okay, like, there should be a risk pay that's happening for these essential workers on the ground that are putting their lives in danger every single day. Like, bus drivers.
Right.
I read about a woman who, she's a black woman in Britain, in the UK, right? But this also speaks to racialized actions across the globe. She was coughed on by someone at a kiosk. She was working the kiosk, asked to be able to work inside because she didn't have PPE. Was coughed on by somebody that said they had tested positive for the coronavirus and spit on, and 14 days later she died.
Jeez.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like, it's not a joke, right? And, like, our bodies are still the ones on the line, like, continuously. And so this, like, push to reopen the state is like, who are you really taking care of?
And so, as EJ Phoebes was saying, like, slowing down the rate of, like, reopening and, like, how, like, other black politicians in, like, certain states are, like, really trying to, like, crack down on more, like, the slowing of the reopening and trying to get other people to, like, join in on, like, you know, just, like, slowing, like, the rate down, like, as moderate as they can, in a sense, like, just trying to get it to a point where it's really low and no one's, like, trying to, like, kind of go outside and things like that and trying to, like, find better ways to, like, quarantine and things like that.
I feel like slowing the rate down should be number one priority right
yeah.
now. Like, that should not be a question.
Yeah.
Right.
That should not be a question.
And, like, what has the government been doing to make that possible also, right? Like, there's been a huge push for these, like, multi-trillion dollar funding packages to, in theory, make it possible for people to stay home and not starve to death, right? Or, like, lose their home or not be able to pay rent, right? So, but the reality is, like, when you look at the $3 trillion, whatever that's gone in, at least half of that's gone to corporations, you know, and bigger business. Like, very little's getting into the hands of people, but that's a choice, right? Like, politicians are making choices.
Banks are making choices.
And banks are making choices to not put money directly in the hands of vulnerable people
to
be able to stay home without the economy collapsing, which for me is, like, starts with people losing their housing, like, losing their ability to support their, like, selves at a basic level, you know?
Right.
You know, I personally think, like, at this moment, I feel like they know that this is affecting the minority community and poor community the most, and they're choosing to not do anything. Like, they're like, oh, well, but who cares? Like, who cares? What do you want? Like, it's crazy to me.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that, and it feels... When you start saying things like that, you almost get the sort of, like, conspiracy theory vibe that people kind of respond to you with. But it's, like, really, like, this pattern. Like, there's a pattern.
But
there's a pattern.
Exactly. But, like, like, you might think it sounds crazy, but, like, it's happened before, so...
Right. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I could use a song break before the news.
Right.
Yeah.
So, before... Well, I don't know about the news. You know, we've been having a little bit of technical difficulties. But okay. I will play you guys some cool songs just to fill you guys' break in. We should be back in about 5 minutes or so. And I will see you then. Until then, you are listening to Hobson Coven Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm in Thailand, quarantine, it's a foreign scene. Can't go to the airport and leave, and I thought my whole life was boring. Jeez, excuse me. I'm about to bang my forehead on the floor and scream. The dude I'm staying with's annoying. How much torture can boredom be? Take my to the morgue in peace. It's 2020, I was preparing some new bombs and making sure that my competition gon' put a noose on. My aggression ain't really a subtle nuance. I've been in the game 10 years, how can I do wrong? Who's on one? I'm on a savage as usual. I'm back in the booth, I had rappers to boo for. Now there just ain't many plans I can move on. All because someone ate bad soup in Wuhan. Well, that's what I heard. I don't know what it was mixed with. But for someone to jeopardize everyone's life, man, it must have been delicious. This ridiculous. Can't be with my son or my siblings. The government tripping. My appointments with dozens of are canceled. Now guess what I'm tugging my with? What? My right hand. Oh, when I get a tingle inside of my I'm like, hi, my friend. Hi. And you know the lotion is sitting on my nightstand. And when I finish my business, I go to night land. And now I gotta take a weapon, get in groceries. Hopefully, mother know the back of where 40 feet. Don't be jokingly mingling if you happen to notice me. No, I ain't with none of you to the runner. Ugh, get back, move back, step back. Y'all better not touch me. Hey, get back, move back, step back. Y'all better not touch me. I done been told y'all back up. Move. You don't wanna see me call back up. No, so get back, move back, step back. Y'all better not touch me. We all at home, we camping out. I notice everybody made a TikTok. Oh, we dancing now. And I see about 400, 500, 600 new people made an OnlyFans account. Get your money, girl. Better get your dope. This ain't funny, girl. You finna be broke. Somebody told me it was the 5G towers and everybody's immunity spiraling downward. And if it's true, fight the power, the time is now. I gotta divide the crowd from the mindless cowards. I know y'all love when I recite some foul words, especially during the COVID-19 outburst. And I got nothing better to do, evidence proof. I be spending hours live on IG wowzers. Wait, hold up, wait, that's strange. I sent a text, why you ignoring me? I know you got time to reply, don't even lie, cause you in the quarantine. Yeah, I know how you do, you with your boo. You treating my feelings so morbidly after this song drop. I'm blocking you, don't be surprised when you text it, it's going green. How do we deal with a worldwide corruption? I don't know if the media's hyping up. Look at the situation our life is stuck in. I got no toilet paper to wipe my butt with. Whoever did this is on hot. This God forbid the world gets apocalyptic. Will it end soon? Look at all the odds against it. So don't touch me without my permission. Ugh. Get back, move back, step back. Y'all better not touch me. Hey, get back, move back, step back. Y'all better not touch me. I done been told y'all to back up. Move. You don't wanna see me call back. Y'all better not touch me.
Move. I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah. I go where I want, good, good. Play if you want, let's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first play on my body, and it, I just check my balance, I'll probably pull up to your hood and come by me and cap. You know that your told you that crazy, don't think that she lied to you. And get caught with your hoe and I'm popping them both, now they hot just like Bobby and Whitney. Say I'm the GOAT, act like I don't know. And I'm obviously winning. Don't make me go hit the bank. And take out 100 to show you our pockets are different. I'm out with your. I only want knowledge, she got a little mileage, I'm chillin'. You disrespect me and I beat you up all in front of your partners and children. I'm the type to let you think that I'm broke until I pop out with a million. And take 20K and put that on your head and make one of your partners come kill you. Yeah. Say with me, then he gotta grow up, cause this gotta be kid. This can't fit in my pocket, I got it. Like I hit the lottery. I slap out of me, no talking, I don't like to argue with don't. Ain't gonna be no more laughing, you see me whip out, cause I'm gonna be the shot me. Cap. I don't follow no on IG, but all of your they following it. And that little ain't gonna shoot. That gun, he just pull it out in this picture. Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Yeah, I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want, good, good. Play if you want, it's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Yeah, I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah. I go where I want, good, good. Play if you want, it's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talking about I'ma pop that. Got like 32,000 in one of my pockets. The other one, that's where the Glock is. You look, wanna be in that gangster, man. Tell all these little stop it. Be the burn me in front of the store where your mammy and grandmama shop it. Got on a whole nother wave on these. Let's see one of these little top that. I'll return a to a convertible. Push me a little top back. Her boyfriend be hating and calling the groupie just cause she like all my music. She'll send me a text and to delete the message. She trying to find out it's confused. I don't know what these thinking about. Use the brain on your head for you losing. Pull up at the school and I teach you some. Tell your bro I'm a mother, go to. Remember I used to cheat off a pretty test. All the teachers they thought I was stupid. Was expecting a box to pull up on the truck, man. It's put up on the scooter. Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. Yeah. She like I smell cologne. Yeah. I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah. I go where I want, good, good. Play if you want, it's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. Yeah. She like I smell cologne. Yeah. I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah. I go where I want, good, good. Play if you want, it's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how we already know when it's here. My dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. 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 Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger Flame, he in sicko mode.
In the booth at the gate outside, when they pull up they get me loose. Yeah, jump out boys, that's Nike boys hopping our coast. Way too big, when we pull up give me the loot. Was off the Remy, had up at post, had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4 hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, think my jewelry really selling fruits. And they joking, man, know the crackers some, wish it some, was a new.
Someone said
surrender retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us a week.
Someone said
surrender retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us a week.
Way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue.
So we are now back on the Clubhouse Youth Radio, live on 90.7 FM, WGXC. I am DJ Popcorn, your host here with...
Alright, it's DJ Kansu.
Yo, DJ Phoebs.
Yep. And broadcasting, okay. WGXC.
Yep.
And that
90 points. Yep. Are we back? Are we yep. back? Sorry, I hit, yep, we yeah, got yeah. a lot of cross. We got a lot of cross.
Right.
It's hard to hear sometimes. Right.
Radio in the COVID era.
Yeah, that's true.
Working it, y'all. We're working it for you.
Right. So we are. Right. So we are now back with our show. We just took a quick song break. You know, we were having some technical difficulties with the news on that end. So we let you guys listen to a few songs, let us know how they sounded at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. If you want to say it for us again, DJ Kansu.
That is ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, OURTOWNOURTRUTH@gmail.com. And we were listening to Suge, the Baby.
Yeah.
As well as Sicko Mode, Travis Scott. And before that, we did COVID Mansion by Hobson. And that's the one I really want to ask y'all
like
about if
song.
You were hearing
this
that.
So far.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds nice. I like it. I like it. It has a nice tune to it.
I'm definitely going to be tuning in to that one.
I know. I think listening to that multiple times, you start catching different lyrics in there.
Yeah, he goes in deep on the critical analysis of the power structures behind COVID.
And I heard him during the lyrics. He said something about now we're all camping out in COVID-19. I was like, eee.
I was like,
I felt that, yeah.
I know everybody's trying to figure out. What's interesting to me is everybody's trying to figure out like where this came from. Why is this here? Like, what's going on? And
right.
He said something. It's like somebody told me it was the 5G towers, and if that's true, fight the power.
I heard of that conspiracy, and I know.
Did you?
It's completely like.
I mean, that sounds not, completely out.
It sounds completely out just, of touch with everything.
Right. But I think what is something that we're not talking about is how this is a direct result of climate change in some ways, right? Like as climate is changing, DJ Phoebs knows like a little bit more about this in depth about like how things melt off and how viruses can come alive in that differently because of the changing climate.
I mean, the reality is we're in a climate crisis, which you can call climate change, which is like the fact that like the weather patterns are changing because the atmosphere is getting warmer. But there's other climate crises that have been going on, one of which is the human impingement on wildlife, which is actually where this virus has been tied to, right? So people have been going deeper and deeper into what were once wild forests, which has all sorts of problems, right? Deforestation creates environmental health issues, right? Like there's all these different layers, but like as humans have taken over the globe, essentially, and our mass need to consume everything on the planet, apparently, like we have created conditions for more people to get sick and for more viruses to be able to thrive and for our immune systems to not be as strong. And this is happening at the same time we're seeing climate change have like added impacts of like really extreme weather in places that also have COVID breakouts, right? Like, so environmental justice, right? Like, brings together these sort of understandings of like our environmental issues impact our social issues. And like, if you look at the impact of environmental issues, right, that whole theme we were talking about, like who gets impacted worst, like that, like, oh, it almost feels like a conspiracy that we have to say every single time that black and brown bodies are more impacted by these things. It's just true. Like water being poisoned all over the globe, who's suffering from that? Look at the statistics, right? You know, who's getting hit by hurricanes and left to die about it? Look at the news articles about it. COVID's another example. It's another symptom of a sick planet. And also a lot of people are physically sick from the way the world is, and that makes them more vulnerable. Right. So, it's...
But not... Sorry. You going?
Go ahead. It's all you.
Okay. I just wanted to, like, quickly just slide something in here. You know, DJ Kyron over on the other end. Shout out to DJ Kyron. Without him, we wouldn't have the fundings for amazing things like the Tracks programs. And, you know... I just want to say a quick thank you. So, yeah.
Shout out DJ Kyron.
Shout out DJ Kyron.
Shout out DJ Kyron.
And shout out everybody here with us today. Shout out everyone who was here last week and the week before.
Yeah, we've had a lot of different voices dropping in. It's great.
And also a big shout out to Cody. He was our guest here a couple weeks ago. And if you guys want to stream it, his song called Dear Mama, you know, by Cody and 518, if you guys want to go listen to it.
Catch it on our audio archive.
Find it on our audio archive, and where else can that be found at this point? Is he doing any... We'll see. We'll check in with him and see if he has any sort of other social media presence going on, actually.
Right. So...
Maybe you had some other videos queued up that you were interested about this whole reopening question.
So as I was saying, like for the next video that I have here, it's a little like a sitting for us. It's a little 4-minute segment from a YouTube channel called The Root. It's Ramadan 2020 and how COVID-19 will affect black Muslims and how will they be affected. So I'm just going to sit in on this video and see how people feel about this. If you guys have any opinions on this and things you want to, like, you know, maybe talk about with us, send it to us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. I repeat, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, and we will be back after the break. Bye, guys.
Awesome.
Itself is a struggle, and to go through that struggle with people forms a very powerful basis for solidarity. There's nothing like standing around a table and we count down the minutes and seconds in order to break the fast. This year, unfortunately, there will be no such gatherings.
Ramadan is the holy month that Muslims practice. We fast from sunup to sundown.
What it signifies for us is the revelation of the Quran and is one of the five pillars of Islam. It's compulsory for almost all observance of the religion, except for elders, children, and people who cannot participate for health reasons.
I wake up early in the morning before dawn, I eat a small meal, pray, and then I go about my daily responsibilities like work and school and look forward to breaking the fast at sunset.
The tradition is to break the fast with fellow Muslims, and these meals or dinners are often referred to as iftars.
And then go to your evening prayers, and then go to the masjid or your mosque and do tarawih. And that is the Ramadan prayers. That presents a unique problem, of course, this year with this pandemic crisis.
I met with several imams, and of course, they're cooperating under the restrictions of both the mayors and the governor, and so we want to be respectful as well. I will certainly miss the camaraderie. The spiritual rejuvenation that many of us get from this observation is something that you really can't describe. You have to experience it.
The thing that I would look forward to in terms of the community is the weekends. Like, that's when it's on and popping. Like, I remember being a kid and one of my aunties, she had a brownstone in Bed-Stuy, and she would have an iftar, and it'd be so full of people, full of light. And so as an adult, you know, that's what you look forward to, those weekends. And even friends will send these, like, save the dates before Ramadan even starts. But now that the Rona, right, is upon us, yeah, that's going to change.
For me, avoiding gatherings is not just respecting and protecting people's lives, but it is also an act of obedience to God.
We are already talking about having virtual iftars where Muslims will sign in to various platforms and celebrate the breaking of the fast in one's home amongst other Muslims virtually.
We are all using things like Zoom. We're also, of course, all on social media. In the Islamic community, in the Black community, surveillance has always been something that is top of mind for many people. It really makes people a little weary of having to engage in too much fellowship in a very visible space. But that said, people are still trying to communicate with each other, try to figure out how to engage in things.
I'm looking forward to more structured days that allow me time to reflect, to imagine, to create, and to socialize in healthier ways.
Ramadan is so much more than just not eating or drinking throughout the day. It is really reflection, introspection, and also thinking about the greater community.
The blessing for many Americans is that, unlike people in third world countries, have running water, in many cases, electricity. And so it allows us, hopefully, to become more acutely attuned to the needs of the poor. And there are many people who are fasting across the world involuntarily because of economic distress.
Charity looks a lot of ways. So there is the financial support you can give people, but there are other ways to be charity. You know, there's a famous tradition of the Prophet Muhammad where he says a smile is charity, right? And so I think we can think about Ramadan and charity in new ways too. And so how can I be kinder to people? The people in my home, you know, that I'm living with and all the time now. And really, I think sometimes some of the people we're hardest on ourselves. And so maybe the charity not only starts at home, but starts with you.
Considering the fact that a lot of people are food insecure, economically insecure, job insecure, really kind of can degrade a lot of people's experience. That said, we're all trying to look forward to and engage in this holiday. Ramadan is a holiday that Muslims actually look forward to because of the blessings that we do believe that we get from participating in the holiday. And I look forward to trying to navigate it with the rest of my community.
So, how do you guys feel about that? DJ Kansu, DJ Phoebs, and DJ Ty.